It is painful to watch the Russian people trapped in a regime that is doing this worldwide. They'd like to be able to watch the Olympics and know their athletes weren't doped ahead of time. They would like to believe their own news when the Russians proclaim we're not in Ukraine and we're not in Syria, and they are, and it'd be nice if we could, as he said, watch my lips and know that he's not trying to deceive our audiences. Why did he think he could get away with it this time? This is not new for the Russians. They've done this for a long time across Europe, but it was much more engaging this time in our election. This was a long time coming, and it seemed to be very well organized this time. Part of my question is, I get that completely. Why this time? They look to be more prepared, probing, evaluating states, trying to get into voter records, trying to be more active in the process.
They have plausible deniability. If you wanted to run this during the Cold War, you would have had to put agents inside the United States. They would have been stalked by counterintelligence professionals. They would have been run down. You couldn't have gained an audience on a communist newspaper, for example. Today, you can create the content, gain the audience, build the bots, pick out the election and even the voters that are valued the most in swing states, and actually insert the right content in a deliberate period. They pre-planned it. They were based a year and a half out. They're doing it today on the European elections. And here's the other thing that needs to come up. They try all messages. You know, we've been very focused on, you know, our presidential election. The Republicans, you know, tend to come up. But the Democrats, they were there too. They were with Bernie Sanders supporters trying to influence them in different directions. So they play all sides. They, much like I learned in infantry school about how they use artillery, they fire artillery everywhere, and once they get a break in the wall, that's where they swarm in and they focus. And they do that very well today. You'll see them in Europe supporting people on the left or right, whichever will dismantle the democratic function that they're after. So I think the important point moving forward is we have to educate our public and even our institutions. And the mainstream media is right to be taking some on the chin right now. They've fallen for a lot of these fake news stories. They've amplified it, and they've not gone back and done good fact-checking. The media needs to improve. Our U.S. government institutions need to improve. And we got to help Americans understand what the facts are. Because if we don't, we are lost. We will become two separate, maybe three separate worlds in the United States just because of this little bitty pinprick that was put in by a foreign country.